Tyler Williams here for the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Like we do each week, we're speaking with Mike Scouten, owner and operator of Mission Dairy down in Hereford. Mike, how are you doing today?
Tyler, I'm doing wonderful. Looks like we're in for a wintry type of Thanksgiving coming up. Certainly want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving out there and implore them to put a little extra butter on the potatoes and maybe some sour cream as well, and use all the dairy products that you can while you're eating your Thanksgiving.
I mean, I know I will not have an issue with some extra butter, but I think my doctor may think otherwise, but it's fine. It's a holiday.
It is the holiday.
All right. Well, let's jump into Blocks and Barrels.
You bet. Midday Tuesday, we saw that block cheese closed at $1.85¾ per pound, unchanged, and no lots traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at $1.52½ per pound, and that was up a penny and a half with one lot traded. So we had a big fall off on Blocks and Barrels on Monday because of the cold storage, but we'll kind of lead into that a little bit later. We also saw that butter closed at $1.99 per pound, unchanged, and no lots traded. And then we saw that non-fat dry milk on the CME traded at $1.56¾ per pound, unchanged, and two lots trading. And then finally, dry whey closed at 70 cents per pound, unchanged, and one lot trading. That is a very high price on the dry whey, so very good to see that as well.
All right, so now let's talk about the cold storage report.
You bet. Monday we had the cold storage report come out, and it really was bearish on cheese. American-type cheese was up 12% year-over-year and up 0.2% or 1.5 million from the September numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of 17 million pounds. So lots of American cheese in cold storage right now, which means it's not moving out of storage, and it is still sitting there and probably will keep prices down for a while. On other types of cheeses, we saw that it was up 3.4% year-over-year and down 1.5% from the September numbers, or minus 7.5 million pounds. And that 7.5 million pounds negative compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of about 2.5 million. So other types of cheeses were down in inventory, but the American-type cheese, the kind that's kind of the government-supported one, is way up. So it'll be interesting to see what we can do to get the American cheese exported, and we'll be talking about some of that here in a week or two. When we look at all cheeses put together, they were up 8.2% year-over-year and down 0.5% or 6.5 million negative from what we saw in September. And that compares to a five-year average that normally sees the month-to-month decrease be about 20.5 million pounds. So only one-third of the decrease that we normally see in the month of October. So that does give us that bearish tone that we spoke of earlier. However, over on the butter side, a little bit of a different story. We saw that butter was down 6.1% or 18.2 million pounds year-over-year and down 13.2% or 43 million pounds down from September. And that 43 compares to a five-year average that normally sees the month-to-month decrease down about 46 million pounds. So very close to the five-year average on the butter, and good to see that we're seeing that $1.99 price on the CME that we spoke of earlier. That means that the support for butter is still going to remain.
All right, so now let's talk about Class 3 and Class 4s.
You bet. On the Class 3s, we're seeing the November trading at a $17.94. We saw the December is trading at an $18.27. Going into the first quarter of 2022, we're seeing an average price, we're seeing a range of price from a $18.70 to $19, and the second quarter is trading at an average price of $18.90. When we look over on the Class 4 side, we're seeing November trading at an $18.70, December trading at a $19.50. Going into the first quarter of 2022, it is trading at an average price of $19.50, and second quarter of 2022 also trading at an average price of $19.50.
All right, so now let's, as we start wrapping things up, talk about dairy RP.
You bet. Over on the dairy RP side, probably a little bit of opportunity in first quarter. We're seeing quarter one trade at 18.13 for 29 cents. A little bit of a pricey ticket, but that 18.13, a fairly high price for Class 3. We've got second quarter of 2022 trading at 18.15 for 36 cents. We've got third quarter of 2022 trading Class 3 at 18.14 for 40 cents. I think the third quarter is a little bit pricey at the 40 cents, but certainly like the looks of the first quarter, 18.13 for 29 cents. Going over to the Class 4 side, we're seeing that first quarter is trading at 18.53 for 28 cents. Very, very good pricing there. We're seeing second quarter trading in 18.51 for 36 cents. And then we've got third quarter of 2022 trading at 18.51 for 47 cents. So extremely high pricing on the Class 4, especially when you compare it to the Class 3 side. Knowing that we have that abundance of cheese and cold storage may be another surprise in December that brings down Class 3 pricing, I think taking a look at that first quarter, 18.13 for 29 cents, might be worth doing.
Right, and as we wrap everything up, what is something we can look forward to for next week?
Well, next week, should we get the report soon enough, we should see a dairy products report and a export report. However, if we don't get those, then we're going to go ahead and take the milk production report for the state of Texas and break it down county by county so we have an idea of where the growth has been in here in our state and kind of dissect that a little bit.
Well, perfect, Mike. As always, thank you so much for this report and have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. Everybody have safe travels and a terrific Thanksgiving. Enjoy all the football games.
Well, Mike, as always, thank you for taking the time out to talk with us, and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. Everybody have safe travels and a terrific Thanksgiving. Enjoy all the football games.
That's going to wrap things up here for the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Make sure you tune in bright and early Wednesday morning for more.